next on Speak Up.
Boundaries ensure minding your own business.
I think boundaries could be a little challenging because it depends on people's personalities as well.
Right.
So, and culture.
And culture.
Comes yeah. physical boundaries.
Yeah. So what?
It all starts right now.
81% of parents don't think,
they don't think
dating violence is a problem.
Right.
What you're going through, you think you're the only one that's ever gone through this.
It is not always well. Sex is not the sin, and sex is not the problem.
You know, address the elephant in the room. Don't mess that up.
I think as women, we have a lot of things to do. We multitask, so that's why we have to control.
Boundaries are essential to healthy relationships and a healthy life. Having boundaries means knowing your limits. But setting and sustaining boundaries is a skill. Unfortunately, a skill that many of us don't learn. We might pick up pointers here and there from experience or through watching others, but for many of us, boundary building is a relatively new concept and a challenging one. Do you want to learn how to set healthy boundaries? Stay with us. This is what we will speak up about. What do you think? How many of you find boundaries an easy task?
Is boundaries, in short, minding your own business?
Sometimes. I think it,
yes, right?
It entails that at times. Yeah.
You know, in kindergarten I learned, remember, your boundaries stop when the boundaries of your neighbor begins. Have you?
How is that helpful in kindergarten?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Don't touch over that. Here.
Don't touch
over
things.
Here.
And don't touch her things.
Outside of your
desk. You have your own little desk,
yeah.
And this is your business.
I think boundaries.
I wish we still had that.
I think boundaries could be a little challenging because it depends on people's personalities as well.
Right. So,
and culture.
And culture.
Comes physical boundaries.
Yeah. So what is appropriate in my home may not be appropriate in
true.
Erica's home.
Exactly.
You know,
true.
Some people don't mind in someone showing up at your house unannounced.
Yep.
Whereas I'm like, please call me and inquire. You know, it
depends
on people.
You don't mind people just coming in and knocking
on
your
door? No, I do
door.
Mind.
Oh, she
mind.
Oh,
not me.
Not me. Yeah. You can come to my house anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah, you don't have. I'll give you a key
Asian
to my
culture,
house, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Asian culture,
yeah,
you just
yeah.
stop by
the
us.
Latino culture welcomes that practice as
yeah.
well, but
yeah.
I was never okay with that.
Even no, when you're living outside of this country?
Even growing up in Brazil, I always thought that, you know, people should not show up. Of course, I didn't really dwell, you know, on that thought or made a lot of fuss about it. But
you prefer not to be bothered with somebody just
Well, I thought it was just common sense. You don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You don't know
That's
I'm
true.
Ready.
What if I'm not home?
Yeah.
What if I'm sleeping? You know, it,
what if you have guests or if you are
But married? I have to tell you, these things we learn, like you said, it's
yeah.
about culture, mm-hmm. how you were brought up. To me, the hardest thing is the emotional boundaries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have, that's where I really put the bulk of my efforts on learning how to deal with raising children. It's so easy to put that boundary there that I'm the father,
I'm the parent. Mother,
yeah,
the parents.
And you're the child, so you, therefore, this is how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Then they grow older and they become their own, you know, they go to mm-hmm. college, they come back.
Right.
And
it's different when they come back as
so
an adult child.
It is so different because
yeah.
now
mm-hmm.
you need to know your boundaries,
mm-hmm.
where to go to mm-hmm. deal with them mm-hmm. as a child.
Yeah.
Or to deal with them as an adult child.
That's
Many
right.
people
yeah.
that have
right.
a hard
right.
time with boundaries, they become enablers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are trying to fix everything about everyone, right? And you can see how being a parent, you want to be the answer to all the issues they're going through.
But I have an issue with that when I was growing up. I guess I wouldn't blame the parents, but when I was growing up, when I have letters, my mom would open it without mm-hmm. asking my permission. I'm like, that's wrong. I'm like,
how
really?
Old are you?
Elementary, high school. When I was
so you were
at home.
Below 18 years old
yes.
or 16.
But even then,
in some cultures,
friend.
In some cultures, that may be okay because
yeah.
they may feel well. You're
I
want to make sure.
Right.
But I think
something.
That would be the equivalent of a mother today, a mother of 14, 15 year old, mm-hmm. saying, "Give me your phone and let me see what's going on."
That's a good.
But if you ask permission,
that was. But I'm just a parent, not going behind. minded, right?
You felt like you were violated.
And who asked permission? You were the parent.
The parent would say, can I check?
I don't know about this ask permission stuff. Like, if there's a kid in my house and there's a phone in that house that kid has, I should be able to say, let me see that phone.
You see, you're saying, let me see that phone.
You're asking for permission.
No, really,
you're
saying, let me see, really, is not me trying to ask. It's me really saying, let me get it.
But you need to set, need to teach them skills.
That's true.
And if you say, I have the right to look at the
exactly.
Your phone.
Exactly, that was my point.
As opposed to,
let me see, or
I would like to see what's going on.
As we have agreed. That's exactly what I was about to say.
You've got
to
set that line
already
early.
Set up between that child and that parent that you will have periodic phone checks or whatever.
And never had that.
Intrusive. Yeah, I get it.
Right, I never had that.
In terms of boundaries,
respect
also,
and healthy.
I mentioned the emotional. It's for me, it's harder to keep things from encroaching into my life.
You feel responsible and you take in, you empathize too much, you bring all the emotions.
Well, you bring all the, you allow those things to come into you.
Now, how about like for an adolescent learning, you were an adolescent and you felt like you were a violated baby by your parents.
Or but not
how
even
about
violated.
When you're violated in the sense of like not asking your permission.
Or not even like, what I felt was my parents didn't trust me. And that was a big thing for me.
And when it comes to becoming a teenager, trust is
very important.
Yes.
Now, with teenagers, and you guys work with teenagers too, have you seen that or found that when teenagers lack boundaries, it's more, they increase their risk of being in an abusive relationship.
Mm. Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Because they see this boyfriend or, you know, or even friends, a girlfriend that wants to know everything, that wants to have major control over what's going on in their lives. And they feel, I'm loved and cared for. And
I always
tell them they care
about
me.
Just like with a parent and a child, it's never too late, okay? It's never too late to set boundaries, but it's always better if you set them early. Mm-hmm. So when I talk to girls about dating, it's don't get into the relationship and then decide.
Start changing up.
How far you're going to go or where you're going to go or how much you share. You decide those things first.
Yep.
Because once you're in that relationship and
there's
emotion,
it's more difficult.
It's so much harder.
When you love somebody and you're in the emotion of it, is very difficult.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have a guest with us that will help us understand a little more about boundaries today. Our guest is Dr. David Salichak. He's a professor at the Theological Seminary at Andrews University and a specialist in addiction recovery and everything that goes with it, including boundaries. Dr. Salichak, we're so glad you're here. Can you define for us what boundaries really are? You heard our conversation. There are many different ideas and thoughts about it. What are boundaries?
Well, I like to describe a boundary as a semi-permeable membrane
where
things can come in and things are kept out. And so if someone sends a message, particularly if it's a demeaning message, I have the choice, if I'm healthy and have healthy boundaries, to allow that to come in, to evaluate it, to assess it, to determine if there is some truth you know, to what is being communicated to me, or to reject things that are not healthy for me to receive and to take in.
Oh, wow. So what are the things that you think the causes of people having poor boundaries?
Well, sometimes if you have been historically abused, if your person has not been respected when you're young, and messages come in, say, from a parent figure, children don't have much capacity to reject those things or to
evaluate
those things.
They believe it. They just take it all in.
They just take it in. And so that's what they begin believing about themselves. And sometimes if the hurt is really, really strong, what they do is instead of establishing a healthy boundary, they'll put up a wall. And that's, I'm not going to trust anybody. I'm not going to let anybody in. And that certainly negatively affects relationships. Either way, I'll believe whatever you say and not have any filter at all, or I'm not going to let anything
close in. Close myself
either
up. Well, we want to learn more about that, but we need to take a break. When we return, my Speak Up friends will join us to ask some tough questions to Dr. Salichak. Stick around. We are speaking up about boundaries, and Dr. David Salichak is helping us understand this a little better. So, Dr. David Salichak, you mentioned about what boundaries are. Can you give us an example of a healthy and an unhealthy boundary, for instance?
Well, if a woman allows herself to be treated poorly or demeaned or spoken to disrespectfully and doesn't have the capacity to say, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. Then that's an example of
a poor boundary.
And so with a healthy boundary, we have the capacity, because we know ourselves and we're okay with ourselves, to say, you know, that's not okay with me. Mm-hmm. To set boundaries with people. But we do it in a disrespectful way. I mean, in a respectful way. You know, sometimes people who don't have a good sense of self become emotionally reactive. When they are, they set boundaries in an unhealthy way by victimizing the person who victimized them. Mm-hmm. Then you get into this cycle of going back and forth.
Somebody gets hurting someone.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, for instance, Llewellyn was talking about her experience. What do you think she could say then to her parents, as you're saying here, to say, well, I don't appreciate you opening my letters. You know, I know I'm only 14.
No, but actually,
what did you say?
I actually tried that. I told my mom in a respectful way that can she ask me next time or let me know if she wants to open my letters. I'm happy for her to open my letters. I'm very open. But she said, if I talk back, like if I say something to her, it's disrespectful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's
so
also
it's
culture,
part of
culture,
culture,
right?
Right.
Culture,
so I felt hurt, and I felt that I wasn't trusted enough.
Or heard,
so
really.
So do you see differences of boundaries like that in cultures? Because for some parents,
absolutely,
that would be like, you're talking back. I mean, that's disrespectful,
right,
even though you're being respectful as you were pointing something out.
But isn't that teaching, for some people, and Llewellyn is an exception to that, but for some people, I think, who had that in childhood, then as they get older, they just take that for granted and say, that's the way it is. And if somebody wants in, mm-hmm, if they want to see something or do something, mm-hmm, I have to let them. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Mm-hmm. Is it healthy for the person to say that? How do you deal with that cultural difference?
I think you did a wonderful job. The problem is sometimes in our attempts to set boundaries, the person we're trying to set the boundary with is not open to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't control that either, can we?
Right.
You know, our job is to articulate clearly our position, mm-hmm, our needs and or desires in a situation, just as you did with, mm-hmm, your mother. Mm-hmm. But sometimes culturally, there's such a strong resistance to that they're not able to receive and hear it. So, mm-hmm, a part of that is educating your mother.
That's right.
Which may be hard in some cultures. Like, who are you to tell me?
Tell me, right.
I actually did. I tried that. I think she had more respect with whatever I say when I went to college.
Oh,
and I took up nursing, and I tried to explain about the developmental stage and such. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she kind of listened more because she felt that I was an adult.
Yeah.
So that kind of helped a little
bit. So, Dr. Salichek, tell us, why is it so hard for women in general to set those healthy boundaries?
Well, one of the things I think about that is that women have been taught, socialized, to see themselves as less than. Mm-hmm. And when you see yourself in an inferior position, it's hard for you to rise up to the position of being an equal and to articulate your truth.
Mm.
So I think a lot of our socialization goes against women setting healthy boundaries. And and I think that's why I'm so amazed at you guys, that you're doing such a great job.
But that's in the best of situations.
Yeah.
I think about girls that I've met who have been raped, who have had some sort of childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. And I had a girl literally just standing in front of me crying, saying, I'm worthless.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I'm worthless.
Right.
So she just, and she treats herself that way and allows other people. How do you help someone like that?
Yeah. So she believes that she doesn't have a voice, mm-hmm, that she doesn't have a right, mm-hmm, to speak up. And so the beginning of healing for that is helping her to articulate that event that happened to her does not define her.
Mm-hmm.
That's not her identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of work internally that needs to happen to heal some of that, mm-hmm, brokenness, to help her see that she is a person of exquisite value, mm-hmm, and that as a person of exquisite value and worth, that she has a right to say what she needs to say, mm-hmm, to be healthy for herself.
Okay. So these boundaries are actually a form of self-care in a way, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And, you know, a lot of times when we say no, the message we get is it's not okay for you to say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're being selfish,
right,
if you say no.
You're just thinking of yourself.
And and so a part of learning healthy boundaries is to learn that it is a part of self-care,
mm-hmm,
for me. It's a it's caring for myself is perhaps the most important thing I can do. And once I care for myself in a healthy way, then I can give myself.
Yeah, because if you're empty, what are you going to give, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus gave us examples of this. It's not like you're being unchristian and you are being selfish by setting boundaries. Can you tell us about that?
How do you do it without feeling like you're being rude?
Rude and hurting other people's feelings.
Mm. Well, you know, when Jesus was spoken harshly against by, let's say, the leaders of the religious group he was a part of, he was able to stand up against them and to say, you know, no, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. With his disciples, even his close followers, he was able to set boundaries. And, you know, when Peter, for example, crossed the boundary and said, oh, you're not going to go die, he said, no, get thee behind me, Satan. That's not okay for you to say that. You know, you don't get it. And so a part of what happened with Jesus is he knew who he was. He knew his mission. He was very clear about those things. Therefore, he was able to speak from a position of strength rather than weakness.
And authority.
Wow. He was able to hold on to himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so his authority came from God empowering him in terms of his mission on earth. And he walked in that power and that authority.
Right.
And we can do the same thing.
Right. Yes, we can.
Having a knowledge of who you are and
your
what
identity,
you stand for.
Your purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Selecek. This is a very helpful discussion. Let's keep this conversation going, though. Send us your comments and your questions on Facebook. And for more information, visit our website, hopetv.org/speakup. There you can find more resources and also download our Speak Up notes on this important topic of setting boundaries. This is an easy resource to share with your friends and your family. After the break, the Word of God will speak up on this issue as well. Stay with us. We are speaking up about setting boundaries. And as we heard, ladies, it's very hard sometimes to set boundaries, right?
Yeah, and it's like one set of boundaries that are not set spill over into multiple places in one's life. So it's not that it just stays between you and your spouse or you and your boyfriend or you and your coworkers, but it could spill over into private areas, boundaries with how you eat or how you don't eat, sleep or how you don't sleep, how you allow people in your home
or not.
Don't.
Yeah. And we want to please people, right?
That's
as women,
right.
Always, we are people pleasers.
That's
if they feel upset with me, you know, they're not going to like me.
That's
and then it's going to be horrible and terrible. And we have these fears in our mind. And being that if we are really interested in feeling good about ourselves, we need to be able to care for ourselves.
And in ministry, it's really hard to say
yes.
Oh, it's really hard to say
I can tell you that.
You'll kill yourself helping other people. And one day you wake up and you think,
you need help.
But the neat thing is that Jesus set as an example. I like what you mentioned about that.
And that's, for me, is the biggest thing. The creator of the universe, my creator, respects me. If he will not encroach in my life unless I give him the permission. How dare you? People are going to try to do that to me.
But sometimes we're doing that to ourselves. I know you're mentioning others, but many times, most of the time, we're doing it ourselves.
To other people.
We are ourselves not allowing ourselves to say no. We are accepting too much. We're doing too much. We're going to be everything for all people. And we are not strong enough to say, okay, you can come up to here or, you know, right now I won't do this because I need, you know, to care for myself.
Or we compromise and we sacrifice and we start changing because we haven't put say, I know who I am, I know what I believe in, and I'm going to
stop. So we have external and internal boundaries, I would
think.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, they all contribute. Now, based on what we talked there, I think one of the first things that we need to ask, as Jesus did, wisdom from above to say, Lord, how can I do this? What should I say? What should I say yes to? What should I say no to? But then look at our internal self that you're just saying, look, okay, what am I feeling? Am I happy doing this? Do I really want to say yes to this? Do I really want to keep being oppressed in this way, whatever, if it's something that's coming from the outside? And or should I just stand up? And God will give us the wisdom to, you know, be able to really manage.
So I think the principle is the same. Either somebody's going to oppress me or I'm going to oppress someone if I cross those boundaries or let somebody cross the boundaries into. So to be aware that you may be causing oppression to others and or people, others can be oppressive towards you. You need to be able to say, no, I'm not going to go there. No, you're not going to come here, right, in a very healthy way. And he mentioned that Jesus had knowledge of who he was.
Yeah, right. His identity
and his
clear
authority to say whatever he had,
right,
to say.
A sense, yeah, of identity, right, you know, mm-hmm, a knowledge of self-worth, all mm-hmm of those.
So we have to give permission to mm-hmm ourselves to be direct sometimes. And to approach whoever is oppressing us or approach a situation where we're uncomfortable, mm-hmm, to say no. But we say, you know, I think I'm sorry I have to say no to mm-hmm this appointment in case of ministry or to this visit today. But I do need to rest or I do need to, you know, have time aside.
One of my colleagues says it like this. Instead of keeping it rude, just keep it real. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with keeping it real. So mm-hmm sometimes you may not even have to apologize for saying, I'm unable to do that today.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes it could just be, you know what, I am so sorry, I'm unable to do that today.
But, I, you know, maybe in the future,
sure,
there's always nice ways to talk.
Keeping
to
it real instead
keep
of keeping it,
real
it rude.
Instead of rejecting
that's
that
right
person.
That's
and that's
right.
The other thing that I liked what he said is the self-care portion of
yep
it. It's really
mm-hmm
about caring for ourselves. Mm-hmm. If we don't care for ourselves, how are we going to care for other people?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I tell right teens that mm-hmm are that are dating, healthy relationships mm-hmm energize.
Mm-hmm.
Unhealthy relationships drain.
Drain you. Llewellyn, can you share our verse, please?
Sure. Our verse is found in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. I'm reading from the New International Version. It says, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways.
Careful thought.
Careful thought. I think yeah that's the key, that sometimes when we have poor boundaries, mm-hmm, some of the reason is because we have not given careful thought to the
amen
outcome,
mm-hmm,
even careful thought to the reason as to why we are saying yes or to why we are saying no.
No. So time for self-reflection
yes
is very important as part of this process of setting healthy boundaries. If you don't have time to quietly look at your feelings and look at the priorities and just say, okay, am I on the right direction here? Maybe I should, you know, change the way I respond to certain things.
And just comparing what people say about you to God's word and to what you know is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes we let other people's opinion in mm-hmm so much. Mm-hmm. And when we compare and we say, that's, you know what, that's not true for mm-hmm my life.
For my life. Right.
We can
just
mm-hmm
reject that, mm-hmm, set that aside.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
Well, we learned that setting boundaries is a vital component to creating healthy and fulfilling relationships. We must know when and how to set a healthy boundary so they are not too weak or too strong. Start by asking God today for wisdom. Then set your limits. Tune in to your feelings and give yourself permission to say no. Make self-care a priority so you can then minister and care for others more efficiently. You can't pour from an empty cup, remember that. Keep practicing that, and if you ask, the Holy Spirit will guide you every step of the way. Remember, visit our website, and there you'll find more resources, and you can download our Speak Up notes on setting boundaries. You can share that with your friends and with your family. And if you'd like prayer, please call us at 1-888-446-7388. Did you enjoy this program today? If you did, send us your comments and questions on Facebook. We would love to hear from you. We will see you next time to speak up on issues that matter for your whole health and your happiness.